This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. A mistrial has been declared in the latest court action involving former Vermont State Senator Norm McAllister. McAllister faced a trial over a misdemeanor count of prohibited acts. He was accused of allegedly arranging for a tenant to have sex with an acquaintance in order to pay her electric bill. This was the third trial McAllister has faced since he was arrested in 2015 outside the Vermont State House. At the time, he was still a sitting state senator but was then suspended from the Senate. He later lost a re-election bid in 2016. To walk us through this latest trial and the long legal drama surrounding McAllister, I'm joined now by VT Digger reporter Alan Keyes, who's been following this story. Hi, Alan.
Hey, Henry.
So a mistrial on the last misdemeanor charge today. Did jurors say anything more about why they weren't able to reach a verdict?
Well, the jurors weren't allowed to go forward and try and reach a verdict. Got kind of short-circuited before that even got to that point. Jurors started deliberations on Thursday afternoon, a little bit before 4, and shortly after 5, they sent a note out saying that they wanted to go home for the night, and the judge agreed to let them do that. And then this morning, Friday morning, they deliberated for about 8 minutes before a note came out to the judge from the jurors saying two things. One, that one of the jurors had now remembered hearing a news report about the case, and some information in that news report was influencing his decision in reaching a guilty or not guilty verdict in the case. That report included information that was not introduced during the trial, and that information, he said, was influencing him. The other juror said that he had heard a news report actually as he was driving in to the jury deliberations on VPR, just mentioning that the McAllister trial was underway. He didn't hear anything more than that. So that juror was allowed to continue proceeding. But then the judge and the attorneys questioned the other man, who said that he remembered some evidence from an earlier news report in the case. And they decided that he could no longer serve as a juror.
Okay, so essentially this jury could not go forward anymore in making a decision.
Correct.
So McAllister was previously convicted on a prostitution charge, but he was granted a retrial last year by the state Supreme Court. Can you remind us why that conviction was thrown out?
Yeah, the judge admitted certain evidence during the trial that I guess he decided he shouldn't have admitted, and he told the jurors during deliberations to exclude that information. And the Supreme Court threw it out, saying it was basically too late. The information was already before them.
Mm-hmm. And so for this trial today, now that this mistrial has been declared, what comes next?
The question is, the judge gave the prosecutors 45 days to decide if they're going to refile the charge against Mr. McAllister to move forward on another trial. It seemed from the defense attorney that they seemed to be expecting that there might be a new trial happening. But the prosecutor would not comment outside of court if he intended to file a charge. Actually, as he was walking away from me asking that question, he started singing a song that I believe is from the rock band ABBA.
Okay. All right. Unclear whether he'll prosecute this again.
Mm-hmm.
But McAllister's defense team is sort of gearing up.
Bracing for it.
Expecting something more. And did McAllister himself have anything to say about this today?
Yeah, he spoke briefly with reporters outside the courtroom after the judge declared the mistrial. He expressed that he's very disappointed that the case did not proceed. He really wanted to get this over with, it seemed. He also kind of took aim at the prosecution for continuing to move forward on these cases against him, and he also lashed out at the press for their coverage of these cases, saying that he doesn't believe he's been getting a fair shot in this. I guess it's been 3 years now that these cases have been proceeding through the court system.
Alan Keyes is a reporter with VT Digger. We've been speaking about the retrial of former Vermont State Senator Norm McAllister, which ended in a mistrial today. Alan, thanks so much.
Thanks, Henry.